In this recording, we'll be looking at the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let the Spirit of God give us understanding, insight on this important day of the Lord. Let's quickly turn to the book of 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 3. I'll start from verse 1. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. So we see Paul, or Peter, writing this epistle, this letter, to a handful of his, will I call them faithful disciples, those who aspire to that same hope that he aspired to. See, he wrote this letter to keep them in remembrance. See, there's a way to stir up their minds, to stir them up, and to keep them in remembrance. See, this is what we ought to be doing for one another as we continue our sojourn in this world. There has to be a continuous stirring up by way of reminding ourselves of the things that we have heard. So that's why we have preaching like this. That's why we have articles. That's why we have books. That's why we have fellowship with one another. See, it is to keep us in remembrance of those things that the Lord has deposited in us by the Spirit. Praise God. So let's go on further. Chapter 3, verse 3, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3. Knowing that first, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed by water, perished. But the heavens and earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Praise God. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away. Praise God. With a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of the Lord, or the day of God, wherein the heavens shall on fire be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you be found in him in peace, without spot and blameless. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. I just read 2 Peter chapter 3. You might just want to go back and meditate on these scriptures on your own. Read them over and over again, because we're seeing some very, very sweet and bitter truth here. Say it. Sweet truths for those who aspire for the promises of a new heaven and a new earth, and bitter truth for the flesh who desires the glories of this world. Praise God. We are called to stir up ourselves and put in remembrance things that we have heard, because there's a tendency for the mind to go back to sleep after you've heard these things. See, these scriptures have been there for ages, for years and years. Many people have read these things over and over again and over again. See, but it's how you can utilize these words of the Lord and stir up yourself and be diligent unto the very, very end. Diligent unto obtaining the promise. See, that is what counts. See, because the carnal mind, the natural mind, we want to always begin to scoff and begin to ask questions. That where is this promise? Oh, we've been hearing these things for years, and when is this thing going to happen? And when you begin to speak like that, see it, that kind of thing leads to coldness in the faith. You see, that is what they call vain talk. It's foolish talk. See, that is the talk of the carnal man that says that there is no God. The carnal mind says there is no God. Things, when you look around you in the natural, and you, at times things might not look to as if they are in order the way you might have expected it, and the carnal mind begins to pop up and say there is no God. It begins to say, where is the promise? You see, but we should be diligent not to be carried away, not to allow the sentiments from within and from without to overwhelm us. See, brothers and sisters, brethren, see, people who might continue on going their own ways, and at a stage they might look unto you and wonder, what are you doing? Aren't you making a fool of yourself? Don't be deceived, but let there be a focus on this goal. See it? Peter says, seeing that these things will be dissolved. Hallelujah. Seeing that these things will be dissolved. How many of us see? How many of us have the ability to see afar off? See, seeing is seeing afar off. Seeing in this sense is seeing into the mind of God. It is seeing into the invisible things of God. It is seeing and embracing the things that the natural man has not heard. Eyes have not seen, neither ears heard the things that God has prepared. When you have seen eyes, you are able to see afar off. You are able to see the end of the faith. Praise God. This is the thing that distinguished the many men of God in the days of old. They had the ability to see afar off more than their companions. Abraham could see afar off. Most of these men of old, these holy prophets, could see afar off, even though most of them did not attain to the promise, they still kept the confession unto the very end. They embraced this confession unto the very, very end and continued on with this confession. Peter says that seeing that these things will be dissolved, seeing that these things will be dissolved, the elements of this world. See, it all form of orderly arrangement by men, the systems of men, the beliefs of men that are kind of formulated or sculptured institutions and a world of their own in this natural age. Seeing that these things will be dissolved, all the elements of this earth, the heavens and the earth, this natural dimension in which men live, in this world, everything will be dissolved with fire. Praise God. Completely. The works upon the earth, everything that dwells on the earth, everything will be dissolved by fire. Praise God. And it's right now being dissolved by fire. At times when we hear these things, we feel like something will happen tomorrow, and suddenly there will be some kind of end of the world. You see, but everything, the elements are being dissolved right now. As the Holy Spirit brings illumination in our hearts. See, as understanding is increased, praise God, as the Son of God begins to unveil himself, the mysteries of the kingdom in us, to our comprehension, already the elements begin to dissolve. Praise God. You see, but we should not be ignorant of the fact that our ability to align ourselves with the will of God is what is going to cause us to escape so much pain and tribulation that goes hand in hand with the coming of this great day of the Lord. Everything that is ungodly, see, everything that is established by man's wisdom upon this earth. Every institution, even things that look so wonderful, things that we hold on to very dearly, all will be dissolved. See, at the coming of this day of the Lord, see, but Peter admonishes that we should, you know, quicken our steps. See, through our conducts, we can hasten the coming of the Lord. We can hasten the coming of that day through our conduct. See, we are admonished to, you know, begin to walk according to the will of God. See, our conversations be converted to that of the Lord. That we begin to walk purely by the revelation light of God. Our speech changes, our mind and thought pattern changes, and everything now begins to go hand in hand with that of the Lord. Praise God. Have you ever wondered why it is called the day of the Lord? It is called the day of the Lord because there is no other being, there is nothing else, there is no other person, no other being that that you know inhabits that realm except the Lord himself. That is why it's called the day of the Lord. See, it is not the day of man. It's a realm or a world that is totally the Lord's. It's an eternal day. In book of Revelation chapter 1, we see how John the Apostle was taken up into the Spirit. Praise God. Revelation chapter 1 verse 10, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. Now let's just stop there. I just read the book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 10 and part of verse 11 just to show you the phrase the Lord's day, the day of the Lord. John was caught up into the Spirit in what he calls the Lord's day, the day of the Lord. See, and immediately he hears a voice behind him like the sound of a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega. Now the Alpha and the Omega is the Lord. That is the beginning and the end, and besides him there is no other. See, that is the only one who inhabits the Lord's day. That is the Lord from heaven. Praise God. You see, John the Apostle was caught up into the Spirit. He was caught up into the invisible, into a realm of timelessness. He was caught up into that eternal day in which inhabits the Spirit of God. Praise God. In that dimension, there is nothing as a man that is head of in that realm. It's the Lord and the Lord alone. That is the dimension that Jesus Christ says he's coming to gather his people into. He says, where I am, that you may be also. That is that spot, that is that realm in the Spirit, the day of the Lord. That is the dimension that the Lord is guarding his people unto in these last days. Praise God, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard as it was a voice of the trumpet, saying, I'm the Alpha and the Omega. John turned around and saw that the sight of the Alpha and the Omega, an allegorical presentation of the invisible one. Hallelujah. See, the Spirit of God was trying to show John things to come. Things to come in the age of Christ. Things to come in the Lord's day. Because the Lord's day is nigh upon all nations. Every man on earth. See it. No matter how far in the depths a man might sink into, every man must come in contact with that day of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, this is the day of the Lord that every man must attend to find that desired peace, that, you know, desired rest for his soul, to find the glories of Eden and paradise, to rediscover that fellowship with the Father. Every man must re-enter into this day and experience that day. Praise God. When Jesus Christ says, I am not of this world, I am from above and you are from beneath, he was referring to that day. He was referring to that dimension that John was taken up into. That is the Lord's day, the Lord's realm. Hallelujah. That is the invisible dimension of the Spirit where the new Jerusalem is located. That is the new heavens and the new earth. It's all founded in the invisible. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is the Mount Zion that we all sing about. It is the paradise of God. See, it is the Garden of Eden. Everything is found in that invisible realm. That is where the glory, the power, the throne of God. See, and everything that we ever seek is located right there in that eternal dimension of the Spirit. Praise God. That is the dimension Jesus Christ walked in. If you are to meet Jesus Christ today in person, or I would say rather in spirit, you will discover that the same words he spoke well over 2,000 years ago are the same words he will speak today. Because in that realm, you never change. You just live in eternity forever and ever. See, that is why we are admonished to let go of everything in this age to enter into that world. Those who have left all for my name's sake, in the world to come, in that world, in that day of the Lord, in that world, in the invisible, in the spiritual, those who have left all in this material age, detach themselves from the vanities of man to embrace the things of God. Those what inherit eternal life. And that eternal life that they inherit is embedded in the Alpha and the Omega. Because like he says, I am the beginning and end, and besides me there is no other. Hallelujah. I am the Lord, that is my name. There is no other savior. I am the beginning and the end. You see all these prophecies right from the days of Isaiah. Hundreds of years before John had the revelation, by the Spirit, the voice had already spoken. Say, I'm the beginning and the end. Besides me, there is no other. There is no other living being. There is no other one that has the eternal life except that personality that John beheld in the Lord's day, in the Spirit. Praise God. So we are getting a clearer idea of what the Lord's day is all about. See, it's that eternal dimension in the Spirit. See, it is God's world. See, it is the realm for the Lord and the Lord alone. Praise God. See, there's no feel like a man. No man ever can ever enter into that realm. That's why it says nothing that defiles or makes a lie can enter into that place. That thing which defiles and makes a lie is the flesh. Praise God. Everything that is human, everything that has a sense of belonging to this temporal order, this physical and material world, is all a lie. Praise God. That which enters into the gates, hallelujah, that which enters into the Spirit, into the Lord's day, is pure spirit. Because the Lord is pure spirit. Praise God. And thank God, the Bible says that we are one spirit with the Lord. Are you listening? We are one spirit with the Lord. This is the greatest mystery that is being unveiled today, being hashed today in our hearts, that we are one spirit with the Lord. We are one eternal body with the Lord. Praise God. When John saw the Alpha and the Omega, what he was seeing was a corporate body of you and I in the Lord's day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody said, but if I'm one spirit with the Lord, then why am I going through all the things I'm going through? Why do I suffer the things I go through? Because we slept. We went through the things we went through because we slept. We went through the hell and the torments that we go through, tears, sorrow and pain that we go through because we slept. We slept as men. You know, all men are asleep. All men around you are asleep. Just look around you, they are all asleep. They are asleep in the dust. See it with a sense of belonging to vanity. See an order on the earth, natural order upon the earth. Some think that they are male, some think that they are female. Some think they can kind of make a name for themselves or kind of gain the glories of this world unto themselves. Men are asleep. See it, and when you are asleep, you want to go and gain, and want, and want, and want. But you will never have anything. See, Jesus Christ says, what shall it profit a man if he gains this world and loses his own soul? See, the heart and the soul of a man is earthbound. See it. It is subject to vanity. It's attached to vanity, to lies, things that don't exist. Now you have the wars and the hatred and the bitterness and all the confusion upon the earth simply because men have their mind set on vanity. It's the attachment on this world, the evil eyes, the lusts for the glories of this world. These are the things that cause warring, betrayers, hatred, murders, and all the ills we see in humanity today, the confusion, because men are asleep. Oh, hallelujah. See, but the Spirit of God is here to awaken us right now. Bring an awakening in the sons of God. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is burning. see, dissolving all the lies of the devil, dissolving every sense of attachment that we have to this world, dissolving all the things that have been placed as a kind of barrier between our oneness with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So you see, when you hear of the dissolving of the elements of the world, when you hear of the fire of God, because this world, like Peter says, has been reserved for fire, to be destroyed by fire, to be dissolved by fire. What is he talking about? He's dissolving all the attachments, all the sentiments, every knowledge, everything that tries to lift itself against that knowledge of the union that we had in the Spirit with Christ from the foundation of the world. See, everything that has separated us, our sense of mortality, our sense of, you know, how do I put it, independence from that eternal Spirit, everything is dissolved by the fire of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you come up into that dimension, you begin to discover that all things are the Lord's. The earth and the fullness thereof belongs to what? To the Lord. No man can own anything upon the earth. Praise God. For a season you might have a house, maybe to just stay in the house, and you might have this house for a season, but remember this in your heart, that all things belong to the Lord. The earth and the fullness thereof, everything in the seas, underneath the earth, upon the earth, everything in the heavens, in the skies, both visible and invisible, belong to the eternal Spirit, which is the Lord, because the Lord is the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the day of the Lord is near upon all nations. It's synonymous with the coming of the Lord. It's the unveiling of the God's dimension. Praise God. And as that day is unveiled before this world, the systems of men will come crashing down. The systems of men will be dissolved, because God's kingdom goes forth to conquer all the other kingdoms, so that at the end of the day, the kingdoms of men become the kingdoms of God. Hallelujah. Let's quickly turn to some of the prophecies, the Old Testament prophets. You know that virtually all the prophets prophesied on the day of the Lord. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Joel, Malachi, Zephaniah, all of them prophesied about the day of the Lord, the coming of the day of the Lord. See, and when you observe their prophecies, you observe that their prophecies talks about great distress. It talks about pain. It talks about the bringing down of the high looks of men. It talks about punishment of men who reject truth. And it also talks of glory and exaltation for those who wait upon the Lord. Let us read something here from Zephaniah, the book of Zephaniah, Zephaniah chapter 1. I'll start off from verse 14. The great day of the Lord is near. It is near. And hasted greatly, even the voice of the day of the Lord. The mighty man shall cry there bitterly. The day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of thick clouds, of clouds and thick darkness, a day of the trumpet, an alarm against the first cities and against the high towers. And I will bring distress upon men, that they shall walk like blind men, because they have sinned against the Lord, and their blood shall be poured out as dust, and their flesh as the dung. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. For he shall make even a speedy riddance of all of them that dwell in the land, all of them that dwell upon the earth. Praise God. I just read a part of the prophecy of the day of the Lord from the book of Zephaniah chapter 1 from verse 14 to 18. Praise God. Hallelujah. Speaks here about the day of the Lord. See, now mention, notice carefully, it talks about even the voice of the day of the Lord. And it talks about a day of the trumpet. Hallelujah. The day of the Lord is synonymous to the day of the voice of the Lord and the day of the trumpet. Praise God. Why is it so? Remember when John was taken up in the spirit, the Bible says that John, that's Revelation chapter 1, when John was taken up into the spirit, the Bible says that John heard a voice, a loud voice, a bold voice, a majestic voice, like that of a trumpet, sounding behind him. See it? So you can see that the trumpet and the voice of the Lord go hand in hand with the day of the Lord. Because the day of the Lord is an invisible day. See, but you can perceive it only as you hear the trumpet and the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. It is the voice of truth that unveils the invisible realm of God. So that thing which has been invisible and hidden from our sight becomes once more a reality, so that we can walk in it. See it. Once this trumpet or this voice of the Lord is heard, see, the Bible likens it to the last trumpet or the voice of the Lord. It comes swiftly to bring down everything that is of man. Praise God. The mighty man, the proud man, see it, the high towers, the high walls, all these things talk about the flesh. It talks about the natural man, the man of the dust. See, who is governed by the pride of life. As this trumpet sounds, it brings down the walls, those high walls. They are brought down, those high reasonings of men, high concepts that exalt themselves above the knowledge of the Lord who liveth forever, and whose name is blessed from ages to ages. Hallelujah. Everything that raises his name or tries to deny the voice of the Alpha and Omega, that denies the Lord from heaven, is brought down as the day of the Lord is unveiled through the voice and the trumpet of God. Praise God. So you see, it is really distress upon the soul of any man who resists the truth and tries to hold on to the lie. See, this is the danger of trying to wrestle with the Lord. The danger of trying to wrestle against the will of God. Paul says that it's a particularly distressful day for those who cling on to the lie. Hallelujah. The thing that every man should do when he begins to hear the voice of the Lord, the voice of the Spirit, revealing the Alpha and the Omega as his true life, revealing the things to come. Every man is admonished to repent. See, repentance is not just going to church and crying before the altar, or answering an altar call. The repentance that the Lord seeks is that every man should forsake his way. For the Lord says, my ways are not your ways. As the heavens are high above the earth, so are my ways higher than, you know, your ways. Every man should forsake his ways and his thoughts and begin to live once more by the thoughts of the Alpha and the Omega. Every man should begin to leave his carnal thoughts, leave his wisdom behind. Praise God. Leave all those things that you treasured behind and begin to take a hold of the life of the Lord. This is what the Lord wants. See it? Your sacrifices, your burnt offerings, your acts of righteousness as a man can never ever be pleasing unto God. All that the Lord wants is that all men be converted back to him. See, this is the reconciliation that he has facilitated to us through the gospel, that we be united back in him, in that one spirit that is his. Praise God. So that we speak like him, like the Lord once more. We walk as the Lord once more. We have our being in him once more. No more walking according to our ways, but according to the ways of the Lord. That is what they call repentance. See, that is the repentance that the Lord inquires of the men of this age. That we forsake our thoughts, forsake our evil conversations, forsake our desires, and live solely on account of the Lord. Because that means a loss of everything. Loss, a total loss of everything, a loss of who you thought you were. See, a loss of family members, loss of relations, loss of everything. So that you might be found in him without spot, wrinkle, blemish, and everything. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody say, but this is too high to attain to. Well, the grace of God is there for us. Hallelujah. The grace of God is there for us. The blood of Jesus has been shed on the cross is there for us. See, the Lord is always there, compassionate, leading us day by day and causing an increase in our lives. Hallelujah. Anybody that knocks, I will have the door open unto him. Anybody that seeks this mystery out will find it. See, if you knock the door into that heavenly place, into the day of the Lord, will be open to you. See, this is the promise of the Lord. God does not withhold anything from any man, neither does he seek to punish men. See, but individually we must be obedient and willing to allow the Spirit, see, lead us into the totality of what the Lord is saying to us in this hour. Praise God. Let's quickly go to the book of Malachi. Malachi chapter 4 verse 1. Hallelujah. He's talking here about the day of the Lord. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, all that do wickedly, shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts. And that it shall not leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go forth and grow up as calves in the stall. and you shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be like ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgment. Behold, I will send to you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. He shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Hallelujah. Now this is how the book of Malachi ends, talking about the coming of the day of the Lord. See, day of the Lord cometh, the proud seed shall what burn as the oven. See, it's confirming here the dissolving of the proud. Now the proud is not your neighbor. It's not somebody that did something to you years ago. See, the proud is not somebody that, you know, insulted you some time back or swindled you some time back. See, we should stop pointing out. The proud, rather, is the flesh, is the flesh mind. Praise God. And that is the thing that has to be dissolved as we submit ourselves to the God of love. His truth dissolves that proud, carnal nature in us. See, the ego and everything that has got to do with self and all these things is dissolved as we come face to face with the truth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everything wicked in us, everything that is carnal in us, shall dissolve. And of course, anything that resists the truth. See, if we resist the truth, we can rest assured that we remain in the oven longer than the Lord has, you know, appointed for us to remain. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, but those that fear the name of the Lord, that is those who follow on to know the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It shall be healing upon them. See, this one shall tread upon the wicked as ashes. See, God is saying that you shall have the victory. He will give you the total victory that you desire. See, there is a place of perfection. See it. A place where you come to realize this victory that the Lord is speaking about in its totality, entirety. It's there, it is real, it's not a lie. See, there are days where you embrace this truth by faith and begin to follow on to know the Lord diligently, diligently looking for that day. But the day comes where you walk upon the wicked as ashes. See, isn't it the Bible that says that you shall walk upon the dragon, upon the serpent? See, shortly the Lord will put Satan under your feet. Hallelujah. Satan is the carnal mind. Is the mind that has got to bring duality, a sense of duality, a life apart from the Lord's life in you. Praise God. There is no devil out there that can touch you. The only thing that can affect you, or the only thing that destroys men, is that carnal mind. That consciousness in them that says that they are separate from God, from the life of God. See, but God is giving you the victory as you submit yourself to the truth. God is giving you the victory as you align yourself to the voice of the day of the Lord, to the trumpet of that great day. God is giving you the victory as you patiently allow the Spirit of God lead you into this perfection. Hallelujah. So that you can walk in the crystal clear perfection that he has desired for us from the foundation of the world. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. See it. Before that day comes, he sends Elijah, the spirit of Elijah. See it. It's a spirit working right now in the church. to bring about a reconciliation unto that original pattern that we had from the foundation of the world. You know, we have a family in Christ. We have a nation in Christ. We have one body in Christ. Hallelujah. Have you heard of I and the Father are one? Now this is the reconciliation that the Lord has brought about. See, it is reconciling the Father unto the children and the children unto the fathers. Praise God, so that we can walk in that oneness that Jesus Christ walked in while he upon the earth. Jesus Christ made a prayer. He said that they may be one as we are one. See, his prayer, the prayer of Jesus was that we all experience that oneness that he had with the Father. See, that is the salvation that the Lord has brought to us today, to realize that oneness. Hallelujah. That they may be one as we are one. I and the Father are one. That is the salvation. That is the end of the faith. Now, if you say I and the Father are separate, you've lost the all power. You've lost the all peace. You've lost the all stillness. Hallelujah. So the Spirit is here now, bringing about this reconciliation in us. See, so that the two may be one. No more separation. Hallelujah. Praise God. In the day of the Lord, everybody in that dimension has the name of the Father inscribed upon his foreheads, meaning that they walk in the reality of that oneness with the Father. They walk in the nature of the Father. There is no more separation between them and the Father. That is the dimension and the reality for those who enter into this eternal day of the Lord. Hallelujah. Like I said, it is the Lord's day. And only the Lord is found in that day. There is no such thing as man. There is no such thing as Paul, Peter. There is no such thing as Trevor. Hallelujah. There is no such thing even as the man Jesus. There is only the Lord and the Lord alone. See, this is the mystery of the fellowship that we had in God from the foundation of the world, which is being brought to light again through the gospel. See, we all had that being in God. See, there was no sense of a life apart from that life that is God's. Hallelujah. Praise God. In the Lord, there is no such thing as black and white. There is no such thing as Jew or Gentile. There is no such thing as male or female. There is only the Lord. Praise God. So you see, the whole thing is to get us back into that place. Get us back into that reality. To get us back into that fellowship of joy, of great gladness. That is where the power lies. That is where the peace lies. That is where the joy lies. Hallelujah. And those who enter into this fellowship can never die. We're talking of those who enter into the fullness. Now, when I say never die, does not mean that you will live on in this physical world forever. What I'm simply saying is that they continue. See, you can come to a place where you don't even fear death. See, instead of praying for longevity, praying to live 100 years or whatever, you should rather pray that I may know him. You should rather pray that I realize this thing, this oneness with the Father that the gospel has, you know, availed to us in this day. That's what you should pray for. See, you discover that when you get to 100 years, you still pray for one more year. As a man, you can never be satisfied. Forget it. Hallelujah. Your prayer is just that I may know him. You know when Stephen was stoned? See, I know Stephen probably was not very old. When he was stoned to death, you know, some people would have cried at Stephen that probably he was stoned to death and, you know, killed in that manner. But in reality, Stephen, had what they call fulfillment in life at that point of his death. You see, his eyes was opened in the spirit and he saw one seated on the throne of God. See, with outstretched hands unto him. What does this tell you? You will discover that Stephen did not die a painful death. He died a painless death. Because he had realized that eternal life before passing away. Hallelujah. You can come to the place where we realize this day of the Lord, so that even dying is just a matter of just leaving the body. You don't die. There's no such thing as fear of death anymore, because all things become transparent to you. You see all things clearly. That is where the prayer should be. Somebody said about the book of Psalms 91 says that he will give you long life, satisfy you with long life. Let me tell you, you have to understand what the Spirit is saying. Long life means eternal life. Long life is eternal life. He will satisfy you with eternal life. He's not talking about satisfying you with 100 years upon the earth. What you should pray for rather is that eternal life of God, that I may experience that eternal life. And that life is a life found in the day of the Lord. So what can we define the day of the Lord as now before I round up? It's the Lord's realm. It's the invisible dimension of God. It's the realm of the Lord and the Lord alone. It's the realm of spirit. It's the realm of the invisible. An unchanging realm that never passes away. Praise God. This is the day that we all descended from in Adam. See, when Adam was in the Garden of Eden, he was in the day of the Lord, ruling and reigning in Christ. See, Adam in the Garden of God represents a fellowship hidden in God. It's a fellowship of pure spirit. There is no man there. There's nothing like mortality there. It's a realm of pure spirit. It's a realm of the invisible. It's an infinite timeless realm. See, Adam in the Garden of Eden does not represent a man of the flesh. Who knows, he might have had a flesh body, but what does it matter? But he was walking in the spirit. Hallelujah. See, but when he descended from that realm, when he transgressed and started to fellowship with men, with the serpent, when he united himself with man, Adam lost out on the fellowship in God. Adam started to walk in mortality. He exchanged immortality for mortality. Adam slipped out. He descended from the realm of timelessness into the realm of time and space. That is where they started to be white or black. That is where they started to be male and female. See, that's where they started to become a territorial creature, fighting over territories of land, fighting over oil. See, that is where they started to sense that he was separate from God. that he had a life apart from God. Because he slipped out of the realm of God. He slipped out of the day of the Lord. Hallelujah. But God is here to restore us back to that dimension. Hallelujah. That day of the Lord where people can once more realize that life that is hidden in God. Jesus Christ says, in that day you shall know that you are in me and I am in you, and we are in the Father. Hallelujah. Because our life is hidden in God. This is the restoration that the Spirit of God is bringing about today. Guiding his people back into the day of the Lord. But let us submit to the fire of his truth. Let God give grace. Hallelujah. Let us diligently let go. And patiently allow the Spirit of the Lord lift us up through that door into the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because that is the only place that you can get fulfillment. See, if you want to escape death like Enoch, like Elijah, like Jesus, and many others who are not named in the Bible, many other disciples of Jesus who are not named in the Bible. You see, people have been partaking of this salvation for ages, but you can never see these things in your physical. It is never reported on the CNN. It can never be reported on your tabloids. See, on your Daily Mirror in America, in London and all that. These things are not reported there. So many people have already entered into this realm, entered into this day of the Lord. Many people have already tasted of eternal life and have not died and live on eternally. There are many. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And this is our passion today, to experience the day of the Lord. See, it's changing our conversations, beginning to walk by faith in that dimension, because the dimension is already here. It has never left us. It will never leave us. God is always present. The day of the Lord is always present. But it's just that the people have to awake and begin to walk in that realm by faith. Hallelujah. Praise God for this revelation. Hallelujah. We pray the Father to open this door unto his people right now. Pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation, understanding to increase. Hallelujah. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for the washing of the blood, the covering, the power of the blood. Thank you for the love with which you have loved us eternally. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, O God. You are the one that searches our hearts and sees our individual needs. Hallelujah. Correct these things by your Spirit. Hallelujah. Lead us unto yourself, O God. Hallelujah. What shall it profit a man if he gains this world and loses his own soul? What shall it profit a man if he carries on in the glories of this world and does not see the beauty of the day of the Lord? Hallelujah. Give us that grace to continue in your word. Give us the grace to stand in the truth. Thank you, Father, because you are always faithful to your people. Blessed be your name. Amen.